This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome. Guys, gals, everybody, good to have you along. I appreciate you taking time out in your busy life to just park it and come over here to Auto World and climb in shotgun and ride along with me. I have my driving gloves on, and we are going to have a lot of fun this second hour of Auto World. Each and every hour is different, of course, here on Auto World, folks, and I want to highlight that, and I want to make sure that you and each and every one of you can be involved every hour and be with me riding shotgun with me every hour. And the best way, if great Auto World affiliates, if they only take one or two or maybe all 3 hours, that's fantastic. And we have Auto World affiliates that take not only all 3 hours, but Saturday and Sunday. I'm very honored to have all great Auto World affiliates taking the program, because I am very proud to say that I'm here to help you. And if you cannot, if your station, again, just holler at them, call them, email them, say, we want another hour of Auto World. But the best way to get the third hour if you don't get it, or the second hour if you don't get it, or the first hour, is GCNlive.com, GCNlive.com. And again, my email address, we're going to dig into the email bag here that's to the left of me, right over there by Eddie the Engine Emailer. It takes care of our email bag here at Auto World. The address, AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. One word, AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. And again, don't be bashful on the Facebook side. We've got a really heated up discussion going on over the Facebook side. The address is Mark Evans. And folks are good thread, by the way. And again, over there, we're going to talk a little bit more about hydrogen combustion this hour. I've got some more news about hydrogen. Renault, as I stated in the first hour, is involved now. They're going to bring us a hydrogen/combustion type engine. We're going to get to who owns who here this hour on Auto World. And when I'm saying that, you're going to find out right here on Auto World, there's who really does own Renault. And who is Renault? Well, they're changing it up, bringing you a hydrogen combustion engine. And we have over there on Facebook, Mark Evans. Yes, in fact, we're working on, I had a gentleman there on the Facebook side that he had a BMW, and thank you for commenting and saying that you had a hydrogen BMW back in the year 2000. In fact, yes, we're working on an interview that I did back 1999. I was interviewing Steve Piedmont was his name, Steve Piedmont. He was in charge of hydrogen for General Motors, and I was there live in a hydrogen automobile. Actually drove the hydrogen automobile up to the hydrogen, we can call it, the hydrogen fuel tank. I learned a lot. Got a good chance to interview him, a full hour interview, and we are now trying to, Axelrod Alex, of course, is helping build that interview so we can get it in a digital form so you folks can hear it so it's not staticky. Because, you know, I mean, what's that, 23 years ago. Yes, in fact, every single interview I've ever done has been recorded, and as we are, you're listening to me right now, Mark Evans. Each and every show is podcast in a digital form. You can go at any one point in time and go back and listen to each and every hour and each and every year of Auto World, and all you have to do is Google Auto World Podcast. We're right there on the top. Appreciate it. Today, here on Auto World, we're going to have a lot of fun. Of course, I got a recall for you here on this hour. And so listen up. If you own a Ford pick-em-up truck, something about the wipers. So if this is all new to you, it might be, and that's why we like to do recalls here on Auto World. We don't, you know, I don't try to wear you out on the recalls, but I do definitely want to make sure that when we get them fresh here, we like to get them out to you. So stay tuned for that. And by the way, if you're thinking about, if you don't own a Ford, don't go anywhere. You might be thinking about owning a Ford, and then you know what to do when it comes to the recall side of it. And are you, I know you all are a customer of something. You're a customer, are you a loyal customer? Well, customer loyalty. This brand has won it 13 years in a row. We're going to get right to that, of course. And I want to find out if you're a super user right here on Auto World. Are you a super user? What the heck is a super user? Is that kind of like a, are you the relative to Superman? No. Well, Washington State is spending $450,000 to find out if you are a super user. You're the star of the show. I want to hear from you each and every hour. How to do that? Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex, he is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah. Let's start off the program first and foremost right here. About put a picture up there on Facebook, Auto World Radio Facebook page, Auto World Radio. And, again, my name, Mark Evans. We have two separate Auto World Facebook pages there. And, yes, person is standing up on top of a vehicle looking up at a star. A star is born, celebrating in 100 years, folks. Who? Lincoln. Lincoln star concept. Yes, they're calling it the star. What is it, though? Well, they're Lincoln celebrating its 100th anniversary of Ford Motor Company ownership. That's right. The luxury brand is refocusing its design, folks, in direction with the unveiling of the Lincoln star concept. Yep. Forthgoing electric vehicle design. There's that word, electric, again. The concept. First and foremost, do we understand what a concept car is? A concept car has a zero VIN number. A concept car, that means it's not sellable. That means they can't sell it to put it out on the street for you and I to buy it. A concept car is something that could be way, way different than anything that we're driving. But without concept cars being shown at car shows, like this concept car was shown to the media last Tuesday and Wednesday in Los Angeles. Lincoln plans to sell these three new EVs by 2025, with the fourth to follow in 2026, the Lincoln Star. Lincoln expects more than half of its volume will come from sales of zero-emission vehicles, folks, according to the president of Lincoln. Well, as you know, Lincoln's been around many, many years. The new models, of course, we have a Lincoln here. The trunk has got all your gifts in it. That's right. The trunks on Lincolns were huge. Well, Lincoln's changed it up. The new models are a part of the Ford Motor Company's plan to spend more than $30 billion to electrify its lineup during the coming decade. Some models will remain, such as the Corsair, which will be the Corsair E. Others will vanish. But the Lincoln Star is a concept, and they're planning on bringing you the Star. It's a luxury EV vehicle. Let me get a glass of water here. Get my 30 weight in my throat so I can talk. There it is. Excuse me. You know, I guess you can call it the modern new wardrobe, huh? All these different types of cars, electric. The Star is a chopped appearance, pretty much, chisel-chopped design. And they used the heritage, folks, in the Star, the elements to the Star, back to the chrome band used above the windshield of the 1956 Continental Mark II. So they're going back in time. They're looking at what you and I liked, what our father, our mother, grandfather, grandmother liked, and they're bringing it back in all different types of ways. The Lincoln Star logo has been redesigned and reimagined as a backlit logo used on the front and side of the vehicle. So that, you know, I really do want to applaud them because, well, let's applaud them. Because we went through a time where no one saw a logo on anything. I'm going to go get more 30 weight, sip a little 30 weight, get my throat lubricated, and we'll be right back, right here, from the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, yeah, the smell of rubber. And the taste of 30-weight. Yeah, it seems to be working. I had to sip a little 30-weight just to get my throat lubricated up, you know. You know, the cars today, we don't lube them anymore. I grew up, of course, in the repair business way back when, 45-plus years ago. And, you know, lubing cars, the Zerks, and these tools I have for greasing your car today are dinosaurs, literally. A lot of, I have some of them hanging on the wall because of that reason. They're antiques. Welcome back to Auto World, into the Greasy Garage Studio you are. Thank you for riding shotgun with me. I'm Mark Evans. And, you know, a little trivia goes a long ways, and that's a lot of fun. And that's what it's about with trivia. And there's so much trivia in the world when it comes to Auto World. Here's a little bit of trivia that a lot of you might not have ever known. That, in fact, you know that stoplight, that electric traffic light? Uh-huh. In 1914, the first electric traffic light was installed in Cleveland. And now, we're all sitting at the traffic lights for how many minutes? Raise your right hand if you're sitting there for more than 5 minutes. Oh, yeah, we got everybody in the studio here, six rows. Everybody's saying, oh, yeah, we're sitting at the stoplights all day long. How can we change that? Some of that is, well, you know, folks are listening in the Los Angeles area and California, and you're on 405, or, you know, and you're parked, and your car's running, of course. Listening to me, thank you, appreciate that, your air conditioning running. I know that a lot of you have electric cars now on the 405, and that's not burning any exhaust, no carbon emissions going out the back. Oh, a lot of teletype is going off. What is this? I can't believe my teletype's still working here in the Auto World Greasy Garage Studio, but it is. Yes. What? You brought in some great news. Ram plans on showcasing a concept all-electric 1500 pickup, folks. This teletype, it's old, 1920s, but it still works. Yes, you know, Ford, Chevrolet, and Rivian have been leading the charge in the incoming wave of all-electric pickup trucks. We all know that. I've talked about it. But earlier this year, Ram announced its Ram Revolution Insider Program. They want you to get involved. The Ram Revolution Insider Program, where Ram fans are invited to provide their own personal feedback to help steer the direction of the brand's first all electric pickup truck. You can get involved, folks. Part of the Ram Revolution. Yep. What do you want in an electric truck is what they're saying. The upcoming Ram 1500 battery electric vehicle, the BEV is what it stands for, battery electric vehicle, BEV, pickup truck. It's expected to arrive, folks, in 2024, just right around the corner. Ram also announced that it will be offering fully electric versions to most of its inventory. All the other models? By 2025, and a full electric lineup by 2030. The news, you know, doesn't really surprise me, doesn't surprise you now, does it? Because we've been talking about this for many, many months, days, minutes, hours, of course. But now Ram is getting involved with an all-electric Ram 1500 for you. So, now, let's talk about horsepower. Let's talk about wattage. The Ram BEV, battery electric vehicle, will be built on a frame architectural designed for large pickups and SUVs, which will house up to about 200 kWh battery packs. Yeah, kWh battery pack there that has estimated 500-mile range, folks, for a pickup truck. That's what they're saying. Ram also estimates that the BEV will be able to generate between about 201 horsepower. Where do they get the one? I don't know. But 201 horsepower and all the way up to 443 horsepower. See? That 3 horsepower. 443. Of course, it depends on what kind of trim, the exact trim that you're going to be buying. Because they, as you know, all of us decide and when we should be buying what trim, what kind of package we'd like. So you can get the one with 201 horsepower or go all the way up to 443. But yeah, you can get involved. And again, this is called, you can Google it, please do. Get in that Ram Revolution and be an insider in their program. Tell them what you do or don't want. Now, I like that. I think that's a great idea because pretty much you're the one buying it. You're the one saying, you know, I want to, this is what I want. And if you tell them what you want, you might receive it. And this is the way they get you to buy their truck. Uh-huh. Okay, we've talked about EVs a lot here on Auto World, as you know. Sonny shared some EV news. Thanks, Sonny, for sending me that email, too, by the way. I'll check it out. More in that charging sticks that you pointed out to us there in New York. But let's get right down to the nuts and the bolts. There's still a company that is going to spend $383 million, folks, on a four-cylinder engine. It's Toyota. They're investing in ICE, internal combustion engine, is what that stands for. They're going to spend $383 million on a four-cylinder. Yep. We all know electric vehicles are in the future, of course. They are here right now. In fact, some of you might even see a charge stick where you plug your electric vehicle in over at Target in your area. Toyota still thinks there's room for a four-cylinder combustion engine in our future. The automaker is investing $383 million into the production in the United States. Yay! In the United States. The money is split across four sites in the country. The heart of the new Toyota and Lexus vehicles is this four-cylinder, folks. The largest portion of the investment, they say, is $222 million for Toyota's plant in Huntsville, Alabama. Congratulations, folks. You folks are listening in Huntsville, Alabama area. Congratulations. $222 million is going to that plant. They're going to build a new four-cylinder production line there. These engines will be the ICE engines. And they're also going to be building some hybrid vehicles there in that factory. They're going to expand that factory in Huntsville, Alabama, 114,000 square feet. The plant in Troy, Missouri, will get $109 million to add equipment for building this four-cylinder engine, the heads. They're going to build the heads over there. Cylinder heads? Yeah. We said I don't even get to say that when I talk about EVs. The site in Jackson, Tennessee, they're going to receive $36 million investment to build four-cylinder engine blocks. That's where the pistons sit at home. And the head is on top of the block. The factory in Georgetown, Kentucky, well, they'll get $16 million, folks, to expand the flexibility of its four-cylinder engine production line. The site can already build up to 600,000 power plants a year. Wow. Toyota announced also a $3.4 billion investment in the United States to build batteries in this country, folks. That's some serious cash. We're going to come back, grab some Reese's Pieces, and we'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
French President Emmanuel Macron was re-elected according to projections based on early ballot counts, overcoming deep divisions among voters worried about inflation and the impact of immigration on France's national identity. Macron gathering just over 58% of the estimated vote. Congressman Henry Cuellar is urging President Biden to extend a public health rule that currently authorizes deportations of illegal immigrants flocking to the southern border.
This message of lifting Title 42 is going to go straight to the criminal organizations.
appearing on Fox News Sunday, the Texas Democrat saying the administration is listening to immigration activists, but not the people who would be on the front lines of a migrant surge. Title 42 set to end May 23rd. This is USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can drive it as long as you get the recall fixed. Recalls coming up next. That's right. I got a recall for each and every one of you that have a Ford and are thinking about buying a Ford. And, of course, the folks that don't own a Ford, this might be why you might have not have bought a Ford. That's coming up next segment. But right now, I got a little trivia for you. You know, it's just a season. For what? Car shows. You know, we all get together at, what do they call it, cars and coffee and octane and fuel and coffee and whatever they want to call it in your area. It's about getting together and showing off your ride, the amount of money, the $100 bills you've put in there. Well, back in 1895, that's right, 1895, the first club of automobile enthusiasts got together. The American Motor League is what it was called. It was organized in Chicago and was open to any man or woman 18 years of age or over of good morale, character, and respectable standing, friendly to the motor vehicle and its interests. 1895. Now, that might be some of the wording we need to put in some of these car clubs today. And a lot of car clubs today, I want to give all of you a good hand. And a salute. Right hand, please, everyone. Everybody get their right hand up. Or left-handed if you're left-handed. And salute the car clubs. Why? Not only do they get together, but they're an organization. A lot of the car clubs are organizations who help charities in all walks of life. Thank you. Now, are you... Now, get your pen and paper, marker, pencil, all out, because next segment we're going to give you that recall. You might want to write down some notes. Please do. In fact, each and every hour of Auto World, you might just want a piece of paper and pen and whatever you'd like to write with, even if you had to poke your finger and get the blood out there and write. Make a mark. Keep it out at all times here on Auto World. Are you a super user? What is a super user? Ah, my. They're coming up with these fancy names anymore, huh? Well, you could be a super user. Washington State to spend $450,000 to study gasoline super users. Yep, the state of Washington is spending $450,000, big ones, folks, studying the driving habits of all of us, all the drivers who are more than average amounts, so they're using more than average amounts of gasoline, a.k.a. super users. Some of the variables going into the study include that the kinds of vehicles these individuals like you drive. Maybe a Hummer. Maybe where you live. How much gas you spend, how much you spend on gasoline and or diesel. And what would it take to convince you to switch to an electric vehicle while still having your needs met? Super users. Depends on where you live. But back in 2017, the National Household Travel Survey, NHTS, they concluded that super users were, well, it consists of 10% of you, use 32% of the gasoline purchased by all drivers. And that 10%, which translates to approximately 25 million Americans, all 25 million of us, purchase at least 1,000 gallons more annually than use of more fuel than the bottom 60% of us. Yeah, that's a lot of gas. Well, where do you live? How far are you driving? And that is the talk of every town. And in fact, do I or do I not keep my gas, my diesel vehicle, and buy an EV? And a lot of you said to me through email and here on the show, an EV won't cut it for me, Mark. I got too far to go, and I can't find a charge stick to back it into to charge my electric car. That is changing, by the way, more and more each and every day. Washington, though, spending $450,000 to find out if you and I are super users. Boy, I don't want that on my resume. Again, folks, coming up on the next segment, we're going to be talking, giving you the information about the recall, something to do with Ford wipers. You never know when you're going to use your wiper arms or your wiper blades until the mist, the frost, the rain comes to you. It's coming up on the next segment. But first and foremost, the phone number here at Auto World, get a hold of me at any one point in time, please do. 855-660-4261. Facebook, message me. My address is my name, Mark Evans. Sitting behind the microphone, silver microphone. And, of course, Instagram, Auto World Media. Auto World Media, and, of course, our website, autoworldmedia.com. And don't forget, definitely, you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram. We have Auto World Radio also as another website that we have fun with. And that's what it's all about, is having fun and being able to acknowledge each other's knowledge right here on Auto World. Hydrogen and combustion. Renault did it. Yes, we talked about it on the first hour. Renault, they're going to give us a hydrogen combustion engine coming. It's a concept car. They're going to reveal this thing May 19th. And there's a lot of things that's happening with hydrogen also. It's not just EV all the time. Like I just reported about Toyota, burning $383 million on a four-cylinder, on an ICE engine. Renault's concept, folks, this hydrogen combustion car, is largely similar to the Toyota's recent development with Corolla and Yaris. Yes, both cars are already in the testing phase. Powered by a turbocharger 1.6-liter three-cylinder engine that feeds on hydrogen. It's the same engine currently in use with the mighty Toyota GR Yaris. Well, we're going to see if Renault's hydrogen combustion concept car can bring it to the table in a month. I'll report on it. I will talk to you about it. I will give you the information once it comes to all of us. I don't know if... Is it too soon? What's your comments on this? What's your thought on this? Is it too soon for bringing hydrogen into the gasoline, diesel, and EV market? I do know this. Here's some unbelievable news that a lot of you might not know, that in fact Renault owns 1.83 billion shares, or that's roughly 43% of Nissan. That's a stake worth roughly about $7.6 million. Nissan owns 15% of Renault and lacks voting rights. Even though the French government, folks, owns 15% of Renault, yet has double voting rights. Renault's been around. Renault-Nissan Alliance. I don't know if you knew that. They are one. There's a lot of things happening. With $15.6 billion in cash and equivalents on hand, one company that could be interested would be Nissan to be able to change the alliance. Nissan, the Japanese automaker's fiscal year operating profit since 2019, could put Nissan's chief operating officer in a better position to pursue and take this hydrogen word to the next level. Stay tuned right here on Auto World. It's time to go into the email bag when we return right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Because we build them. We build those lowriders with those airbags up and down. Yeah, oh yeah. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to have you along. Good to have you sitting back, relaxing, and while I'm doing the driving, that's what it's all about. And here on Auto World, you know, I always want to make sure that I have no recalls. Because when you're sitting shotgun with me, we don't want to be stranded and broke down on the side of the radio road. Got your pen and paper out? Got your pencil ready? Got your paper? Let's do it. It is time for that recall. Folks, Ford. Ford's recalling a little over 653,000 full-size pickups and SUVs. It's a problem with windshield wiper arms, something that we all take for granted today. Ford, the automaker, detailed in a report to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the vehicles come with wiper arms that are essentially not strong enough, folks, to withstand the torque from the wiper motors. The mismatched set is a result of the company being forced to adapt to the chip shortage. Under certain circumstances, folks, this could cause the arms to break, leaving the driver with reduced visibility. As we all know, if you don't have a wiper in front of you, washing that rain off on the windshield, or any other bad conditions, you could possibly hit the person in front of you. Here's where you need the pen, paper, and pencil. Here's the vehicles. The vehicles affected under this recall include certain 2021s, Ford F-150 pickups, Ford Expedition SUVs. Here's the years, 2020 to 2022, Super Duty F-350s, F-450s, and F-550 pickups. And the year of those is 2020, all the way up to 2022s. Now, here's some more under the Ford manufacturing. Lincoln Navigators, the SUVs, here's the years. 2020 to 2021. So I'll say it all again. Here's the vehicles that are affected by wiper arms that cannot take the torque of the wiper motor. It has something to do with the big chips. You know, the chips and the computers. Here's the vehicles again. 2020 to 2021 Ford F-150 pickups and Expedition SUVs. 2020 through 2022 Super Duty F-350s, F-450s, and F-550 pickups. And also the 2020 and 2021's Lincoln Navigator SUVs. Wiper arms can work in an very interact manner. Kind of like, well, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't want to work. Sometimes they are slower than expected speeds. Makes it difficult to clear the water off the windshield. The wipers are produced by Trico Components. It's a Mexico-based supplier, folks. So what I want you to do, I'm going to give you a phone number right now. That's why, again, why you have a piece of paper and pen and pencil out to write this down. Now, if you don't have a Ford F-150, 250, 350, 450, 550, you don't have a Lincoln Navigator, you're not really concerned about all this, well, you need to be, because it's called chip. They sold vehicles with, they couldn't wait to get the vehicles on the road without the proper chip in them. Now, that's some of the problem here. But it's free. That means that it's free to you folks that do have these vehicles, and that you can call and get to your dealer. Dealers will replace both front and back windshield wiper arms free of charge, because it's a recall. If you didn't get a letter, they're going to be letters are expected to be mailed out by the end of May 23rd of this year. So you might not have been able to get a letter yet, so you're hearing it here on Auto World. This is the reason why you tune in to me each and every week, each and every hour. It's May 23rd to 2022 is when you're going to get a letter, but you don't really need the letter. You can go in right now to your dealership. Now, I'm going to give you the phone numbers. You can contact Ford Customer Service at 1-866-436-7332. Write it down, 1-866-436-7332. I'm going to give you the Ford's number for this recall also. And this is gold. This is gold. I try to save you money. I try to keep you, each and every one of you, safe. So you need, now, like I said, if you don't have a Navigator, if you don't have the Ford, and you don't really concern about this recall, but you still own a Ford, you might own a Ford Focus, a Ford Taurus, a Ford, or a Lincoln, you might end up with this same problem with your Ford product or your Lincoln product. So write this down. Here's the number. 1-866-436-7332. And here's the Ford's number for this recall. 22S, as in Sam, 26. Again, this is Ford's number for the recall. This gets you to the front of the line, folks. Here's the number. 22S, as in Sam, 26. Recalls are repaired for free. Now, again, you might not be patient. Don't rush them. You might not be able to get the part that Ford might not have. The dealer might not have that part in stock right away. But please get your name on the docket. They'll order that part. They'll get the part in, and they'll call you or email you. They want to fix it. They really do. Okay, this is a positive thing, not a negative thing. This is a positive. They want to fix your vehicle. They want to fix your truck. They want to fix your Lincoln Navigator. And, in fact, there's more recalls to come, more than likely, with the same product, the same part, because, you know, they do carry the parts over to the cars. So stay tuned. And, again, here on Auto World for more. Next week, I've got a couple more recalls. And now, next week also, we're going to get a hold of the Metcalfs, Josh and Coleman Metcalf, and please do, I'm asking for your help to donate. Go to Coleman Metcalf again, folks. Back in 2019, was diagnosed with brain tumor. He is live right here in Boise, Idaho. And we're going to get him in the body shop. We're going to get him on the phone. We're going to talk and do a little interview next week. Second hour. And we're going to find out how that car is coming, because that's all Cole wanted, was to get his 1964 Mercury Monterey on the road, and it's painted down. It looks pretty good. They still have a few things to do, and they have a few more dollars to for you to help them with to get this finished. And here's how you donate. Go to GoFundMe.com, and then in the search bar, just type in Project Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Project Maria, and donate. Every $5 bill gets them to their $20,000 goal, which that hardly builds a car today. They need a lot more than that, and we want to help them out. We do. I look forward to you helping them out any way you can. And I want to say thank you to the folks that have helped them out. And if you'd like to help more, please do. Be part of it. You can go to YouTube, too. Please do. Go to YouTube. Just type in Coleman Metcalf, and you're going to see him actually talking about his car and get to know him a lot more on YouTube. Facebook page is Maria Monterey, the car of the legend. Head on over and take a look. I appreciate you joining me here on Auto World today. Third hour, we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Well, I've got the best plug-in hybrid for 2022, and we're going to up the ante, and I'm going to give you the best luxury plug-in hybrid on the third hour. We're doing a follow-up also on the flying car. It's all positive, all good. Look forward to seeing you over there. And also, we have a word with Mark coming your way. Thanks for joining me each and every hour of Auto World. I look forward to seeing you next hour, and I'm going to have... we've got to get into the email bag also next hour. Got a lot of emails to get to, and there's going to be a new and fresh email next hour. And look forward to your calls at 855-660-4261. Thanks for joining me. Drive safe and motor on.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. EEL